Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey and his Democratic primary challenger, U.S. Representative Joe Kennedy III, sparred in a televised debate Monday night. In what was by far the feistiest of their three debates so far, the incumbent came out swinging.
Congressman Kennedy is a progressive in name only.
During the debate produced at the studios of WPRI-TV in Providence, Rhode Island, Markey faulted Kennedy for being slow to endorse Medicare for All and for not mentioning the issue of climate change when he delivered the Democratic response to President Trump's State of the Union address. He also criticized Kennedy's early career decision out of law school to go to work as a prosecutor for a Republican district attorney.
He could have worked for anyone. He could have worked for the Innocence Project. He could have worked as a tenants' rights attorney. But instead, he decided to go and work for a right-wing Republican who opposes the kinds of progressive changes that we're looking for.
Kennedy fired back. He pointed to Markey's vote in Congress in 1994 for a crime bill that included mandatory minimum prison sentences and Markey's initial opposition in the 1970s to busing to desegregate the Boston public schools.
The laws and the structures that have been come down as a boot on the neck of communities of color, those are not an accident. They were deliberate, they were intentional, and they came in by choice. And you might be known for some things in your time in office, Senator. Racial justice and criminal justice is not one of them.
Despite the rhetorical back and forth, Markey and Kennedy agreed on many issues, including abolishing debts for college students, extending unemployment benefits to undocumented immigrants who've paid taxes, and eliminating the Electoral College. Markey again highlighted his co-sponsorship of the Green New Deal, the ambitious climate change legislation that Kennedy said he also supports. Both candidates called for police reforms, but stopped short of endorsing calls to defund police departments.
I think that we have to reallocate the budget. Yes, we need a rebalancing of the budget between policing and healthcare and education and other opportunities.
Mr. Kennedy, brief response, please.
I think we have to totally reform the way that we police in this country. And that does mean going to our budgets and reallocating those budgets and making sure that we fund not just the mechanisms necessary to keep people safe, but mental and behavioral health services.
The marquee matchup between Markey, age 73, who's served in Congress for decades, and the 39-year-old Kennedy, a member of the state's most storied political family, has been overshadowed, first by the impeachment debate, then the pandemic, and now the widespread massive protests over racism and police brutality. Polling has shown a tight contest. Kennedy has an edge in fundraising. His campaign reported more than $6.2 million on hand at the end of March, compared with $4.4 million from Markey. An environmental group has started spending money on campaign ads supporting Markey. Kennedy Monday night urged outside groups not to spend on his behalf.
No, I've told them not to spend it. I don't want it. I don't need it. And to donate it. I told them to donate that money to Black Lives Matter. I don't expect any way that that money comes in. I told them not to.
Kennedy has called for a so-called People's Pledge to keep outside money from the race. Markey, who supported the People's Pledge when he first ran for the Senate in 2013, has demurred this time.
Environmentalists, LGBTQ, women's groups, labor groups, all seeking to participate, all seeking to have their voices heard in this election cycle. And so, from my perspective, if they want to speak, they should be allowed to speak.
The primary is on September 1st. There are two people running for the Republican nomination, Kevin O'Connor, an attorney, and Shiva Ayyadurye, an entrepreneur who ran as an independent in 2018 against Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.